Welcome to another community radio interview. I'm Manuela and this is CJRO Local First. A year ago, Risa Dengel bought a food truck from Food Truck Canada and started her business Smash and Grab, first in Casbah Springs on Boundary Road, and later last year she moved the food truck to Castleman. I talked to Lisa about the challenges and rewards of starting this business. Here is what she had to say.
I started this business basically for my daughter. My daughter had some circumstances change in her life and they needed some help. They weren't sure what direction to take and they needed some help. So mom stepped in and said, hey, you know what? Why don't we start this business together? We talked about it for years, something we always wanted to do. And I said, you know what? Now's the time. Let's just do it. So I went ahead and got it done. We work about 14 hours a day, every day, 6 days a week. We take days off when we can. It's been a struggle to find staff, but very time consuming. And they absolutely were willing to put in the work because they know that if they work hard down the road, it's going to pay off to them. And they understand that. They've seen their mother work hard all their life. They get it. It all happened very quickly. January of 2025, I said, okay, let's do it. And then I had the truck in my possession by April. And we opened for our first day of business on May 15th of 2025. So it's been open for just over a year now. The experience overall of working the food truck, it's been wonderful. We have tremendous community support. We actually started our business on Boundary Road. So we were there from May to November. And then we moved here to Castleman in November last year. We built a good client base in Carlsbad, but it just wasn't big enough or busy enough. So we had to make the move. And luckily, we were able to move here to our hometown. We all live here in Castleman.
I've asked Lisa about the community and if people in the Castleman area and around Castleman are showing up for their food.
Oh gosh, yeah, this is a great community. Like I said, we live and work in the same community, so we're happy to be here in Castleman and we're happy to be able to serve the community that we live in. And the community support has been unbelievable. So we have a really good client base, all returning customers, a lot of new faces, and we're very happy and doing very well here in Castleman.
Lisa wanted to start the business to help her daughters. They were ready to sign up for hard work and decided to invest $60,000 to buy a food truck from, as advertised, Canada's number one food truck company. Not even a day after she brought the truck home, problems started arising. Roof leaking and cooking equipment breaking were the first issues that Lisa was confronted with.
I bought the food truck from Food Truck Canada and there were so many deficiencies and so many illegal things with the truck that I went back to Food Truck Canada. I asked them to be accountable and to fix what they didn't do right. And they didn't respond. So they ghosted me and didn't respond, wouldn't follow up, wouldn't anything. So I gave them the opportunity. I said, look, I'm going to give you one opportunity to do the right thing. Like, I'm a good, honest customer. And I went to you with full faith and trust and you burned me basically and I'm asking you to make it right. And they refused. So I went public in order to warn other potential food truck owners. Buyer beware, Food Truck Canada. They put illegal hood vents in my truck. They were not ULC certified. They did not provide me with proper fittings. They did not provide me with a lot of equipment that should have been there, which I only came to find out about after my inspection from the Castleman Fire Department. There were so many deficiencies. There were issues with the gas lines. Both my deep fryers broke within a week of having the truck. The fire suppression system went off and destroyed all of my product, destroyed my floors, you know, while we were preparing for a busy day. And it went off for, we came to find out afterwards when we had to have it repaired, that it wasn't wired properly. It was faulty wiring and also the thermostats were inadequate for a food truck. They were 300 degree thermostats and they should have been 500 degrees. Just blanching french fries set off the fire suppression system and that day cost me like $1,000. So I asked them to be accountable for this and they wouldn't respond. Like this is all their negligence, all their poor workmanship. What they did do is when my first deep fryer broke, they did replace it. When my second deep fryer broke, they did replace it. But that was not without a fight. They broke within 4 to 6 weeks of owning the truck. Both of them stopped working. But I had to remove the deep fryer at my cost. I had to drive to Toronto. I had to get the replacement. I had to have it reinstalled. All this had to be done at my cost. I had to shut my business. I had to lose business. Then the second deep fryer broke. And I had to go back to Toronto and do it all over again. And they didn't want to give me another deep fryer. they started accusing me of building a food truck behind their back. I just picked up this truck from you 6 weeks ago and everything in it is breaking. Like, how am I building a food truck behind your back? I really had a battle with them for that second gate fire, and I told them, I said, I'm not leaving Toronto without it. And they gave it to me. And then the fire suppression system went and the roof leaked. The very first day I picked it up, it was flooded. My truck was flooded. I got it home on that first night and there was a rainstorm that first night and got up in the morning very excited to go out and unpack my new truck, and the whole thing was flooded. The entire roof leaked. Nothing was sealed properly. It's been a year and I'm still dealing with these issues. I had a fine person roofer come out and make some repairs on my roof actually this morning. The plumbing was fixed once and for all yesterday. It's just been one thing after another, but we've got all of our licenses. We're all warrantied. We're thoroughly inspected. The Castleman Fire Department was extremely helpful with helping us know what the codes are and where we needed to be. And we meet all requirements legally, but we still struggle with certain issues. At this point, I don't even draw a salary. I work, and any money we make is just going back into get the truck up to par.
In spite of all the difficulties she has met with getting a food truck that did not raise the expectation of being in a good condition, Risa is not giving up and she wants to continue serving their smash burgers to the community.
Yeah, my daughters as well. They have strong spirits and they're not quitters.
You can find Risa's food truck Smash and Grab at 95 La Flèche Boulevard in Castleman. For more details about the menu and schedule, check out their Facebook page.